Okay, guys, do you have any questions about what was covered last time?
Yeah, can I start first?
Yes, please do.
Okay, I just finished your video, and the last 10 minutes when you mentioned about Kuan Yin, I don't know why, I really don't know why I started to cry. I mean, it's just tears coming down, but I don't know why. I feel I'm not like sad, I'm not like, I don't know, but I just feel like when I imagine that her and then the tears is coming down. Why? What
It's
happened?
a release. It's just a release. And often when you connect to truth, we just cry. We're not sad. It's just that release. It's like, oh, I'm feeling seen, I'm feeling heard, I'm able to see, I'm able to hear. It's just that connection, that deeper connection, which really touches the heart. And we often create boundaries and barriers around our heart, which can make us rather dry and brittle, and when you allow the tears to flow, it's this release and you're returning life to what was arid and dry and brittle within you and your person. If that does that make sense to you?
I'm also surprised. I mean, the last 30 minutes, it, nothing happened. But then almost the last 10 minutes, I think it was the last 10 minutes, right? When you mentioned about Kuan Yin. And I'm like, it really have a strong image in me. And then I started to, like, just tears coming out. And I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
But yeah. There's a
Beautiful.
sense of relief as well.
Yeah.
But I just wondering, but why am I being too sensitive or what?
No, because it's not an emotion, it's just a release. Like you're not actually sad. It's just that release. I get the same with Qigong. When I practiced Qigong, when I was clearing a lot of stuff, I would be standing in positions and just tears would be streaming. I wasn't sad. I wasn't focused on anything that was upsetting me. It was just releasing and opening and softening my heart, my mind.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay, thank you.
Very, very welcome. That was a beautiful experience. Did anyone else get a chance to listen to, how to commune with your baby spirit, YouTube video?
I haven't had the chance yet, but I do have a question regarding how, and I'm not sure how can you help me with this, but how can we shine a light on the things that we don't want to see?
Okay, that's a really good question. Okay, if you focus on something, say you don't like something, but you're focusing on it, you're going to bring more of what you don't like to you because you're focusing on what you don't want. So never focus on what you don't want, always focus on what you do want. But at the same time, when you say, how do I shine the light on something that I don't want to deal with? Are you referring to how do I not suppress things?
Yes, exactly. I feel I don't know. I think I need to deal with some shadows that are not coming up. I don't know what they are, but I have the feeling that they are there. And
Okay.
I want to be able to make sure that I deal with everything. That I, yeah, it's okay. I have dealt with everything that I have to deal with, and now I'm clean and I have the feeling that I'm missing something, so I want to be able to shine the light on that.
Okay, so you need to do for you, I mean, all you have to do is just step into that new knowing, and you can therefore, help yourself by doing a cleansing vision or protocol where you're drawing any entities that may be around you in a green cylinder, lime green cylinder, up toward the light. And you're disconnecting codes and cordings that no longer serve you. And you can bathe yourself in silver fire in your meditations, as well as the violet flame. So when you're bathing yourself in fire, it's not as if you were doing it on a 3D level, which looks horrific in the mind. It's these flames, and they stoke from the earth. And you have the campfire meditation with the silver flame in the online course, which talks you through that and forgiveness and releasing all that kind of stuff. And you can work with that, stoking the fire, bringing it all the way up. And you can also do the same with the violet flame afterwards. Now, the violet flame clears any negativity. that is in you physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually, so any kind of entities as well. And when I work with the violet flame, which you can also find in the online course, you're stoking it all the way up through the body, clearing all the different layers and things, and watching as the ash falls to the earth, and you're giving that ash, that nutrient-rich ash, to Mother Earth. So you're transmuting the energy that you don't need anymore. Because remember, we cannot create or destroy energy. You're only moving it and changing its form and gifting it to something else. And Mother Earth is here gifting you the ability for new life and to pull forward your babies to live upon her. So you want to work with her energy and give things back to her. So you want to clear what doesn't serve you and allow her to use that as fertilizer. So that ash is left for her. And when you're working with these flames, it's interesting because you just go into your meditative state, you disconnect, you ground, you feel protected, you focus. And then as the flames are moving up, it's like you keep needing to go back to the base of the flame to keep stoking it again. And it's all done through the mind. It's just a visual so that you can then feel cleansed and purified and back in balance. And then this becomes your new statement. Like there's no stone left unturned. I am now ready. And mm-hmm. when you step into that knowing, you create that. But you are intuitive and we do get attachments. We are surrounded by coding. So it's something that you could just keep clearing every day. And you can keep working with the violet flame every day, keep working with the silver flame. There's no problems with that.
Do we actually have to know what we're clearing or is it, just happens? Because that's what's, for example, every time I meditate with the violet flame, I have the same experience that Lani has.
Oh, really? That you cry?
Yes,
really?
I cry. I feel the release. But I don't know if I have to actually know exactly what I'm clearing, because...
No, you don't. And I actually believe it's better not to delve too much into, the past and reliving all that stuff, because it creates a lot of emotion. And it's often a low-level emotion that you're reliving, and like attracts like. So if you put yourself in this low emotional state to process things, then you're just creating like negativity and outcomes that you don't want to be drawn to you. So you just have the intention that I'm clearing. And that's the thing, like you're so powerful, your mind's so powerful. So you can have that intention that I am clearing anything that doesn't serve my highest good anymore. I am releasing any entities that are latched onto me up to the light. I am reclaiming my sovereignty. So they can't claim it. And when you reclaim your sovereignty, and then you really need to step into your power, step into your confidence, because otherwise they're going to just come in and harvest you again. Because you're not accessing your full potential. So they've got the free will to access it because you haven't claimed that they can't access it. Does that make sense?
Makes sense. Thank you so much. Because it was something that was missing there. And I feel that I have to clear something. I have no idea what it is. And I don't know if I want to have idea.
You don't.
But I feel that I have to clear.
Yeah. Then listen to that, because you're very intuitive. And I'm getting the message that your crystals will help you with this. Work with your crystals. Now, ladies that are listening, this is quite advanced stuff. And Romy has a very solid foundation with all of this. So is this going over anyone's head? Does anyone need clarity or clarification? Or
yeah, you used the word entities and clearing entities. I heard something like that last week, but I wasn't actually, it's like, I think we all have these entities, apparently, from based on what I heard. So how do we clear this? And it's nice to know that you can just clear them so they don't harvest you again. So that was interesting what you just said. So is it just a matter of just praying and just saying, I clear you, I release you, and I step into my confidence?
Yes, but it's also taking action with that. It's not just words, you have to action it. So, there are light forces on this planet and there are dark forces. And this planet was created from Christ consciousness in light.
Yeah.
And so every being that has access to this planet has come from light, but we all have free will. And if they decide, or we decide to ever go to the dark side and to be dark, then we have the ability to do that. And we always have that. The lighter we are, we have a greater potential to be dark as well, to be, if we're really, really light vibrational beings, we can be really powerful dark beings as well. Like we have that within us. So with humanity, we have been indoctrinated and coded to believe that we're nothing. We don't use our full potential, which is true. We don't use our full potential, but we are not nothing. We are so powerful, and only the best of the best are here upon the earth at the moment, because the earth is raising her vibration, raising her consciousness to match with the multiverse. We call it universe, but it's really a multiverse. And so therefore humanity needs to be part of this, to raise this vibration, and the people and other beings that are down here now are all here for a reason, and only the best are down here. So you've really got to step into that power of yours. And the thing is, what makes us powerful is that whatever we think and believe, we create. So that's why it's really important to look at your life, and any kind of turmoil, things that you don't like that's playing out, is simply a reflection of what's playing out inside. Your internal thoughts and beliefs about you and your limitations. That's why I keep saying, open your mind, change your perspective. Because if you're not feeling good, your emotions are telling you you're not in alignment to truth. When you're in alignment to truth, you feel good. Mm-hmm. So change your thoughts, and your feelings will help you to change your thoughts. And it's about really anchoring new beliefs, which is why doing the work in the online Fertile Lifestyle course, which has all the Mind Mastery stuff, really is the key to helping you make that genuine shift. Because you can't fake this stuff. You're dealing with the true essence of you, and when you're dealing with spirit that can see beyond your mental layer, which is what we're mainly focusing on, then you know, you just can't fake it. So when it comes to the dark, they are more aware of what is the laws of, you know, that govern this planet. And I talk about these laws, these natural laws in the Become Baby Ready series.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone likes to remain lawful. Otherwise you're creating issues for yourself. So, and spirit will always remain lawful within that realm. But a lot of us aren't even aware, you know, this is an abundant universe. We are meant to be in a state of abundance, not in a state of lack. You put yourself in a state of lack, then you're pulling out of the flow to receive abundance. So that's why you can never have lack thoughts, which is often triggered with fertility, when you think, why is everyone else getting pregnant so easily? And I'm not, I'm trying harder than them. And all these things, that's lack, that's a victim. And we've got to stop that, because your children are not going to be resonating with those kinds of thoughts. It's third dimensional paradigm stuff that they're not going to be part of. They're part of the fifth dimensional paradigm, where we have what Jesus spoke about: unconditional love, compassion, kindness, forgiveness, gentleness for ourselves and for others and the planet. Mm-hmm. And when you're in that state, you can never argue, because you're compassionate for yourself and everyone else. And so it's a different realm. And if you guys can touch into this, you don't have to be permanently into it, but you have the intention and the desire to be in this state, then it's going to make it easier for baby to transition. So when it comes to being lawful, the dark are there, and they can see our full capacity. You know, we're walking around with blinkers on. Like, we have so many veils put in front of us because we've had so many codings and beliefs that just think, you know, it's just us and there's no other life on any other planet and all this kind of stuff, which is ridiculous. And it's what we believe. And we don't believe that we're multidimensional. So there's all these different things that just limit us. And they're going, well, they're only using 3%, 5%, 10% of their capacity. They've got all this excess energy that we can tap into.
Oh.
So if you aren't confident, mm-hmm. and you limit yourself,
mm-hmm.
then you're literally restricting your full potential. And they're like, well, we can just gain the rest of her
energy,
90%.
I understand. Wow. So if you're not harvesting your own energy and using it, they will harvest it. You're giving back food, isn't it?
Exactly. And they harvest it through negative emotion. If you're vibrating high and you're in positive mindset and you're like, well, you know, I believe in miracles and I know that this is happening for me and I'm worthy of being a mom and I'm going to be the best mum that I can be, and you know, you focus on the positive stuff and you really anchor into that, then there's no room for them to harvest you. The thing is, when you're 50-50 in both camps, and a lot of us make that transition, mm-hmm. you become extremely juicy to harvest, because you're an awakened individual that has more potential, right? Mm-hmm. So the more awakened you become, the more your potential expands, because this is an abundant, expansive universe. Mm-hmm. And therefore, if you're not using all your potential, you're even juicier to harvest.
Oh my gosh.
So you will be targeted to be triggered into negative thoughts, to be triggered into fear, to be small again.
So what's the solution then? Is it to make sure that you're constantly in this high vibration, because they don't like the high vibration?
They can't function with the high vibration. They've chosen the low vibration. Mm-hmm. So you step into your power, you listen to your emotions to bring you back in alignment with your correct thinking that is truthful, that is abundant. You know, the universe is abundant. You're here to be abundant and enjoy your life. And you are, the basis of you is unconditional love and God. So you have the recipe to create whatever world you desire. Mm-hmm. And this is how powerful you are. Super powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Super powerful. So you own that, and you regularly cleanse, mm-hmm. you disconnect, you ground, you know, and that's what helps to keep these entities away. What brings entities in? Alcohol, pubs, there's a lot of low vibrations mm-hmm. there, and you're opening yourself up. Recreational drugs can bring in entities. Trauma can bring in entities.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't own you, okay? They never own you. Entities will try and enter your heart, mm-hmm. But you are ultimately a sovereign being who has free will. So mm-hmm. as soon as you wake up to this, you then reclaim your power, but you need mm-hmm. to also claim your sovereignty.
So is there a particular word you say? Because I know in the meditations you say, you know, I disconnect from any codes and cords. Is there something you could just say in your grounding, just in case you unconsciously pick up an entity then? Is there something you can say to just clear the entities every day, just in case?
Yep, you can say whatever you like.
Okay.
Entities get sucked up in a lime green, fluorescent lime green cylinder, back up to source,
mm-hmm.
back up to God, creator, whatever you envisage your creator to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you just send them up to the light. Oh, and so you just tell yourself, yeah, I cleanse myself. I am autonomous. I am sovereign. And I, you know, if anything's attached to me, I send it up to the light, and I'm grounded, I'm protected. And you can do this. Ideally, you do it when you first wake up in the morning and before a meditation. If you feel, you know, because you can get entities in supermarkets, public transport, but I don't want you to be in fear mode. If you start getting fearful and think, oh my goodness, I need to cleanse and ground and protect and, you know.
I'll see it more like I just have to strengthen my fields. I need to strengthen myself every day, have a shower, strengthen myself. I just find this fascinating. You're not going to get this anywhere, are you? Like, my God, this is deep.
It is deep. It is really deep. And a lot of people are like, whoa, do I have to think this to just have this child? But actually, you have a rainbow warrior child. You were meant to come across this information for a reason.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Especially if they're rainbow warrior, because I'm not saying they're going to try and stop them, but you know, if there is dark forces, would they want these powerful beings to come here? I suppose so.
They want to block these powerful.
Yeah, block them. Yeah. So sometimes you think, why isn't this going on? Why? It's because of what you've just said. So this is wow information, not just like information. This is like rainbow warrior children information.
Well, you guys are these warrior women, because you know what's the best way to stop these rainbow warriors coming? Preventing mums from accessing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. You know, and especially if you guys are triggered into being upset or even depressed that it's not happening, it's like, no, no, no. I know this is happening. I feel the connection. I can commune with my babies. I know it's happening. Mm-hmm. I need to own this now. There's no room in my mind to be small. I've got to step into my power, because if I'm confident, my babies are confident.
Yeah.
They are 50% you. You need to step into that warrior woman power that you are. And the thing is, you can look at it like clothing. I'm just going to wash myself off if anything's attached to me in my dreams or anything or whatever, and I'm going to have this bubble of protection. It's like a coat that you wear outside to protect from the weather. And you can just have a vision like that. It's all about your intention.
Yeah.
And never be scared. And you may get times in your meditations where you get scared. And I've had clients go, oh my goodness, I couldn't breathe properly, or I felt my heart beat in odd areas, or I just panicked, or I saw a vision. You know what? They can't hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
They can't hurt you. You own yourself. You own all aspects of you. And when you get fearful things happen, just surrender into Mother Earth, because you've already set yourself up to have that divine guidance and protection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, work with Archangel Michael with his sword and his shield, or work with the visions of angels of the light. Must be angels of the light that are surrounding you, like with their big wings, or you've got cotton wool, energetic cotton wool around you. Whatever you want, whatever is your vision. But this is you stepping into your power, and you see yourself as this goddess, this graceful woman that, you know, your energy is so strong with the light that the dark just can't penetrate you.
Yeah.
The light is so much more expansive than dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good to hear.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. It sounds hippie, but it's not. This is a multidimensional you.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any questions on that?
Yeah, Fiona, in the video you mentioned something about 17th of September is the day where the light is coming over or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 17th of September 2020.
Yeah,
the light took over the dark, because we had a lot of dark on this planet interfering with us, and they were rolling out their agenda. And the thing is, most of us were unconscious of the agenda, but you can look around and look at history and think, gosh, we are such a violent race. But the actual individual human beings are not violent. We all want love. We all want peace. We all just want ease. And we all want to be abundant, really. And it's our governments that want us to be warring and sending off our children to war and to kill each other. And these are the things that help us to see, maybe the dark were intertwined in our governments, and maybe this and maybe that. And it just helps you to see things for what it is, but to know that the light have won. Mm. They have taken over, and they have gone into a very deep level throughout government, throughout all other aspects of society. And that's why we are getting new financial systems, new education systems. Things are changing. The dark is still like a cobweb, like the cobweb's still there. And on one level, it still seems like nothing has changed, but the change has taken place, and soon bits will be revealed. The whole truth will not be revealed, because humanity cannot handle it. There's not enough awakened people who can handle this level of truth. But there is a lot of information right now, and it doesn't always last long, because everything's very censored. So it will be taken off YouTube quickly. It'll be taken off Facebook very quickly. But if you want to delve into this, there's a lot of information. There's a lot of powerful people releasing this. And a lot of them are remote viewers. And remote viewers, the military, the global military, spend, after atomic warfare, the second biggest expense is with remote viewers. These are people that are meditators. They meditate and they can see into different areas across the globe and beyond. It's a very real thing, and that's where a lot of our taxes are being spent. So this stuff is real, and the thing is, the light have won. So don't get caught up with all of the stuff that the media is playing out. Media, the mass media, mainstream media, is ruled by the dark. It's to create fear and make you feel, oh, there's nothing I can do about this, and this is a horrible story, and oh my goodness, and it's just fear, 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 fear. It's very negative. My husband and I, when we watch the news, which I don't like to do, but he does, we call it the comedy hour. And it's just like, look at the stuff that's just playing out. Never give your power away to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And in all honesty, guys, just to throw it out there, if none of us listened to mainstream media, would we even know that COVID existed?
True.
you know, we're listening to our TVs the whole time, and what's the government telling us now? What are more restrictions, and are we in fear mode? You know, you can only get attract a virus if you're in a low vibration fear mode.
Mm.
You have to be in low vibration. If you've got a high vibration, it's going to lift your immune system, and you're not going to be susceptible to viruses. So fear and worry is the biggest trigger to activate it. So don't even think like that.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot afford to think like this anymore. This is where we're going in this fifth dimensional state. Your connection to source and truth is so strong that no one and nothing can pull you out of your truth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if it feels good, it's in truth, it's in alignment. And if it doesn't feel good, you've got to pull back and reflect. And sometimes we have woundings. We're used to feeling a certain way. It may not be helpful for us, but we're used to it. So we hold on to these emotional feelings, or, you know, these emotional stances for a long way. We kind of punish ourselves with it. Or, I can't be over that situation so quickly. I need to grieve it. No, you don't need to grieve it. You can sit with it for a minute, 2 minutes maximum, own the grief, and then you can move on. You can choose a different emotion, because especially if you're grieving over someone who's passed, that person who's passed is hovering, because that's why you're connected with them. You're thinking of them. They're in your thoughts for a reason. They want you to be happy. And even if you've miscarried, for example, and you're grieving over that, that baby's, you know, there's books and books on this one. And the babies are like, you know, I just want you to be happy. It was not your fault. This is how it's meant to be. And either they'll come back now or whenever, or they're going to help your next children to come through. And that was their role. They don't want you to be sad. You're not here to be sad and to have long-standing, low-level emotions. You know, and they are closer in spirit form than we can be in physical form. That's the beauty of it. You know, we feel like we've lost them. You haven't lost them. They're closer than ever, because they can be with you 24/7, and they can be supporting you and communing with you and all that good stuff. And the best thing is, they're not in any pain. And you don't want your loved ones to be in any pain. So it's just changing your mindset, changing your perspective, and accessing the other dimensions of you. There are more non-physical layers of you than physical. We've only got one physical layer that we can see. The rest we have to see through our third eye.
Yeah.
You know?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Very welcome. Does anyone else have any questions on this topic or anything that we've covered to date before we move on?
Yes, I just wanted to say that not on this topic, if you could just, I don't know if it was the Thai ginger, but I noticed that my feet get very cold and my legs. I'm like, oh my God, this is all you need. You need to have warm.
You need to have warm
blood. Yeah. So I actually think my circulation, and you'll go to the doctor, they won't just give me a pharmaceutical thing. So what do I need? From your opinion, what do I need to do just to boost, and apart from Qigong, because I know that's the solution.
Skipping is good. Skipping rope or rebounding. So you're protecting your joints, you know, in the small.
Oh, yeah. The rebounds and bouncy things will be good. Yeah.
Yeah. Bouncing is really good. And when you do the Qigong, it's including things like shaking your fingers and your toes, getting the blood to the extremities.
Okay.
You know, when you do the energy harnessing, where you've got the energy through the fingertips, that's bringing the blood flow. Wherever your mind goes, energy follows. The Qigong toe tapping is another thing that you can do to get the energy flowing. The Thai black ginger does help. It helps to improve circulation, but also breathing. So you want to be doing things like walking. Walking is one of the best things for pregnancy. So you can never walk enough during your pregnancy, especially if you aren't carrying twins. You want to be preparing the baby's head to be facing down, because you don't want to have a breech baby. So the more you walk, the better it is to prepare your baby to be in position that is optimal for baby. So walk is good, and that kind of thing gets your circulation up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the cardiovascular side of things.
No, that's good. And I just remember, it's so weird. I've got this huge big machine that I bought around 5 years now. It must have been 10 years ago. It's like an acupuncture thing. You stand on it and it's a Chinese. So it's just come to mind. I've got it. I need to get it out.
Yeah.
I don't even know them things, but I did need to just for 10 minutes and I bought it for around 300 quid and I've got it then. It's just come to me. What a silly, oh God.
No, it doesn't matter. It's come because it's meant to come and now you're going to use it consciously because now you're more aware of the benefits. Sometimes like, you know, if we're at the gym, for example, and we're doing an exercise, but our mind's elsewhere, you're not going to have as much an impact on the body as if you're focusing on what muscles are being flexed right now and what's being stretched and what's being strengthened. Because your energy is going where your mind's going and the blood's going there, you're going to get much better results. And now you know, these are the benefits, and that just makes it more powerful.
Yeah. Well, thanks. I've got the answer. And the last thing as well, lemon juice, you said to drink, but I've heard, what about the teeth? Do you have to drink it with a straw or do I not worry about it?
Well, you can drink it with a straw. A lot of people can't drink it because of, you know, it's too acidic. Even though when you digest it, it's alkaline, it's too acidic at the time. You can always rinse with water afterwards.
Okay.
And you never brush your teeth 20 minutes, unless you've waited 20 minutes after you've had any food or something that's acidic, because it's the toothpaste, even the fluoride-free toothpaste, in combination with brushing and the acid in the mouth, that can actually strip the enamel to make your teeth look more yellow.
Right.
So after you've had your drinks and food, wait 20 minutes and then brush your teeth.
That's good to know. Wait 20 minutes. I mean, I like drinking the lemon because you said it's good for pregnancy. So I want to drink the lemon juice. So I drink the lemon juice, wait 20 minutes. Oh, no, I can rinse out my mouth straight away and then just wait 20 minutes to brush. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be bang on 20 minutes, but you want to make sure there's no acidity there.
Yeah.
You're very welcome. But yeah, and also if you can have the lemon juice, also if you've got organic lemons, have it with a lemon peel too, because you want to have the folate that's in the lemon peel.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. And I had a question. When do you do Qigong? Is it better before or after breakfast? Okay, that is a good question. Qigong is best done at sunrise and sunset. But I'd rather you just do it any time of day to get the benefits than waiting for that optimum time. With meditation is better before you eat. So because Qigong can be a moving or a standing meditation, if you use it for that purpose, then you're better off doing it before you eat. So that's why it's normally sunrise, sunset, and then you'd have breakfast afterwards. But it's not going to harm you. Like with yoga, you should wait 2 hours after eating before doing your practice, or you can't really move the body to the ability that you need to. Whereas Qigong's not that restrictive. Qigong's more flexible. But that's a great question. All right, lovely ladies. Any other questions?
Quick one before we move on.
Yeah.
A quick one. You mentioned the Bragg's vinegar. Mm-hmm. Do you dilute that with water or you just drink it straight away?
Yeah, I do definitely. No, I don't drink it straight away. It's too drying. But I have it like cordial. So half a shot in a glass of water. And I also use it neat for salad dressing though. So I just use that with some olive oil as a dressing. But in a drink, no, I'd always add it. Or I'd probably add a shot to a litre. So it's a 30 mils to a litre bottle. And you've always got to choose I like the Bragg's brand. I just find it the most delicious. And it's world famous and able to get all over the world. I have a sweet tooth, so I like the one with honey. And I just find that's just perfect for me across the board. I can drink it, I can put it on salad dressings, and it's just, I love it. The other one I find harder to have, but that's just me. And if you don't choose the Bragg's brand, make sure it's got the mother. It must be the mother and it must be raw and it must be in glass.
Right, thank you. No, I just said Bragg's because that was the only one that I actually could find here in Czech Republic.
it's the best one anyway. It tastes the best. It's been around the longest. It's organic. It's good.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. So key factors for regulating the cycle and to become more in tune with the body and how to know if you're ovulating and encouraging ovulation. So in a nutshell, you're looking for reduced PMS symptoms, and you can get reduced PMS symptoms when you're, you know, having the Powerful Pure products that we've got in the fertility range, which is the castor oil to help cleanse the body, detoxify the body, get extra blood flow to the reproductive system and the digestive system, and help the liver to detoxify at the same time. And as we know, the liver processes up to 80% of our hormones. So this is really important. And then you'd be combining that with the Thai black ginger to warm the womb, to keep the good circulation, the marine phytoplankton, which is all of your EPAs, and a bit of folate, and 18 essential amino acids, because we need protein for fertility and pregnancy. So when you're having a certain level of nutrition, and of course there's other aspects of nutrition that you may need. So for a lot of women, it includes things like myo-inositol, Vitex, Chase Tree. It could be an array, a whole array of different things. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. But you know, if I've spoken with you, if we've had this consultation, you're going to know what supplements are good for you. So it's about feeding your body the supplements that it needs, and then getting the right circulation so that we can get the right amounts of oxygenated blood flow to the areas that we need all throughout the body. Because we know that it's not just the digestive system and reproductive system we're focusing on. We've got to balance everything, because otherwise the other systems and organs are going to pull from the reproductive system anyway. We still want to fuel that energy, which is why the Qi yoga, the fertility Qigong, and the fertility yoga that I teach gets all the energy there, but it also does the whole of the body. So it is important that you invest in time for exercise that you like, that you are training the mind. Remember, the mind is creating our reality. So being in tune with our body speaking to us, because the body speaks our mind. So if things aren't working too well, it's never our body working against us. It's your body saying, I need more love and attention to these areas. So do that, you know, bring that life force energy through the hands into those areas, visualize those areas receiving the nutrients and love and energy that they need to thrive. Start rewiring your mind, because the mind has a map of your body. When you believe this is healthy, that your body's healthy, you see it in your mind, you will create it in your body. There's a lot of science that backs this. It's in the field of epigenetics. So it's not woo, it's incredibly powerful. It's just about you having the discipline to applying it. This fertility journey is meant to be easy. The only thing you need to be open to is how powerful your thoughts are. And if your thoughts are limiting you, and if you've given into the fact that, oh, okay, I've got PCOS and the doctors say that it's going to be harder for me to get pregnant. Well, it will be harder for you to get pregnant, because that's your attitude. Whereas I've got other clients that say, look, these are my symptoms. I've got PCOS and they're pretty severe, but I believe I can have this baby. And I can believe I can make it work, you know, in a short period of time. And it does, because that's their belief. The body's just morphing itself into that belief. So it's important that you can read what your body's saying. And if you're worried, if you're, you know, regularly ovulating, then look at your discharge. And it can be difficult, though, if you're making love every second day, at what the discharge is versus if there's any sperm that's coming out. But basically, it's egg white. It's a stringy egg white that indicates when you are ovulating. It's not the thicker, creamier discharge that a lot of us think. That's what's come straight after you've ovulated. And it's worth you being mindful of that. Some women feel the ovulation pain. Like a slight little pinch. Some don't. It doesn't matter. It's also, you know, your libido should kick in more around that time. You should feel more sexual, more of a desire to be wanting to have sex. But again, if you aren't picking up the signs, that's okay. You can get it through meditation. Or if you want, you can work with the sticks. Now, ovulation sticks, I'm not a massive fan of, because it can be stressful and they can be highly inaccurate. You'd get a range, you'd understand roughly, but I wouldn't recommend that you just make love around that time. I still think it's got to be a couple of days, like several days either side, because if you're timing your lovemaking around that window, often clients say, oh, I've been trying for years and it's never worked. I'm like, well, when are you, tell me how you're trying. And when we expand that window, they get pregnant. And it's like, you were never having fertility issues. It was just the timing was out. So don't give your power away to anything, including these ovulation sticks. Just use it as a gauge, a rough gauge, and then take a bit more either side. That's what I'd recommend. So we want to get your womb ready. And the number one way to get your womb ready is to be aware that there's a connection, first of all, between your emotions around the heart and your thoughts, but also there's a bridge between your heart and your womb. So your womb feels exactly how you're feeling. Your baby's bedroom is the vibration that you are feeling. So we've got to take back control and not give your power away to the things or the people that are irritating you, because it's not worth it. No one's worth it. Your biggest joy right now, your number one focus is having your children. So be mindful where you give your energy to. So sometimes it's like you feel the rage, you feel the irritation, you bring your mind to the awareness of, is this worth giving my energy away to? Nope, it's not. You take that big sigh out, you ground, you anchor. That person, that situation is so not worthy of your energy. And you just stoke the energy within. You keep the heart open. You're empowered. You're empowered. And these are little triggers that will happen regularly throughout life. And this is just you going, oh, I am the master of my mind, my life, my body, my fertility, my future, my happiness. I am controlling the situation. You can't control everything that happens around you because there's so many people's free wills at play, but you always can monitor how you respond. And that's what life's about. How you respond defines you and your level of consciousness, your level of joy, everything. And you're not a victim. So it's about, okay, my baby's bedroom has got to be full of harmony. So that's my focus. It's got to be full of love and happiness and joy. That's my focus. And you can feel something temporarily, but as soon as you're aware, I don't want to feel that anymore. You're not in that zone anymore. You're back in alignment. You can't be in that zone and be conscious of it. You're like, you're either living the anger, the frustration or irritability or whatever it may be, or sadness, or you're going, oh, I don't want to be thinking that. So when you're not thinking that, you're back into alignment with who you are. So that's also important for keeping that healthy womb. A womb is a self-healing organ. It doesn't want toxicity. So it doesn't want the emotional, mental toxicity. It needs you to love yourself enough. It needs you to get over forgiveness issues because it's all to do with the heart. Now, the back of the heart, because we have an energy center, our chakras, they move spiraling outwards and inwards from the front of the body and then outwards and inwards to the back of the body. And the stuff that we don't always want to face goes to the back of the heart chakra. And a lot of it can be forgiveness issues, forgiveness of yourself or others. So it's important to allow that forgiveness to happen, because forgiveness doesn't say what you've done is okay. It's saying, I'm not giving you my energy anymore. I'm not resenting you anymore. I'm not holding this negative space for you anymore, where my thoughts are focusing on you, even though it may be through negative intent, they're still draining your energy. So you disconnect from that. No one is worth draining your energy. And you know if there's a cording because you keep thinking of them. That's a big thing. Or you might have watched something that was quite horrific and you keep thinking of it. Okay, there's a cording between you and that. You disconnect from cordings that don't serve you. You disconnect from anything that drains your energy. You are reclaiming your power at all times. And you've been programmed to give your power away to everything in an unconscious way. So when we slip back into unconsciousness, which is where we're at 90% of the day, because we go into autopilot, it's about you making sure that when you're back into that conscious state, this is what I'm choosing. I disconnect from anything that's not serving me. And we want to be able to make sure that your body is detoxifying well, because otherwise the blood that ends up flowing into the womb will be full of toxins. So it's like you've got a doorkeeper. I always imagine a doorkeeper with a broom at the base of your womb, just keeping it all cleansed, like no dirt, no toxins are allowed to enter. This is a beautiful, clean, high vibrational zone, which means they put the toxins back into the blood flow, which means you can end up getting other issues. It could be cysts on your ovaries. It could be fibroids. It could be endometriosis, which is a common one. Or other things can begin to play out. So start looking at ways that you can just be clearer in mind and body, promote the detoxification of the body, and just listen to what your body wants, what your body needs. Does that make sense?
Yes. Can I ask as well, can you test not just food but different things? So for example, if someone said, oh, go and do a particular business course, mm-hmm. and you've got choice, you know, is that a good way of saying, you know, can you body test that?
You can try body testing. You can put it on a post-it note,
mm-hmm.
and lean forward or back
and say, which one should I do? Okay, that's fine. I was thinking, can you body test everything? That's good.
Which one should I do? I wouldn't use the word should. There's no should. And remember, okay. The universe doesn't judge you. There's no right or wrong. This mm-hmm. is a big thing. There's no right and there's no wrong.
Mm-hmm.
There's only what's in alignment to your highest truth.
Okay.
Is this in alignment to my highest truth?
It's in alignment to my highest truth. Perfect. Thank you.
Which may not be, just because it's in alignment to your highest truth, it may not be the most joyous outcome for you.
Okay.
It might be a huge learning curve. It might be devastating, but it might be what you wanted to learn or experience. So again, maybe you want to ask a different question. Is this the option that's going to give me the most joy?
Okay.
So there's many layers, because there's a fine line, for example, like with these entities, between education and empowerment. So a lot of the time the entities latch on lawfully to us,
mm-hmm.
because they're saying, well, we're teaching them. This is an education process. We're teaching them to understand their opposites. They can understand who they are. You experience lack so you can understand abundance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we're giving them that educational opportunity, but you're never told this. Mm-hmm. So you don't know that you had that opportunity. So again, it's about you being really crystal clear with what your intention is.
Okay, yeah.
And getting that answer, because sometimes it's an education process for you. And if you still can't decide, if you're not getting clarity, I like to make a love-based decision, never a fear-based decision. So ask yourself, what's motivating me? Is it ultimately love, or am I scared that if I don't do it, I won't get X, Y, and Z? Because that's a fear-based decision. So the other thing you can check in with is give yourself 48 hours. For the first 24 hours, tell yourself, this is the decision I've made. How does that feel? Then the next day, this is the decision I've made. It's an opposite decision. How do I feel? Which one makes me feel better?
Mm-hmm.
That's another way you can cross-reference things.
Cross-reference, thank you.
And the universe won't give you anything that you can't handle.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that.
It's just amazing that sometimes the universe, myself co-creating with the universe, when it comes to certain things, I get more than one option. And sometimes I can get quite a few.
Yeah.
And the thing is, what's upsetting, but I'm going to change my wording, is it's not that I don't get it. It was a lot of the things you talk about, my self-belief in applying stuff. So it's just it's there's a lot of things I'm going to be working on just for myself, because it's time to shift this certain vibrations. Anyway, I'm aware of it.
Yeah, we are vibrational. We move in harmonics, like we are energy form, and so the fact that you're so awakened to this, it is perfect. And I think, you know, making decisions based on how you feel and feeling that vibration,
mm-hmm.
is the way forward. And we have unlimited potentials. So of course you're going to be showing lots of options, and you just want to get crystal clear with, is this the option, for example, your number one focus is having your children. So is this the option that will help me to have my children faster?
That I love that really resonates. Is this the option that's going to get me to, that question there, because I want to tie the abundance of doing a business in wealth with the children. So which is the best one that will get me the result for the, yeah, so that's nice. I don't know what you just said there, but I need to remember it and just write it down. Thank you.
What did I say? Is this the best?
It's repeated, yes.
Yeah, what did I say? Is this the best option that will get my children faster or create my children faster?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that also so resonates with me. Thank you so much for asking that, Cassandra, because I feel like everything is tied up and related. And if I'm not happy in one aspect of my life, it will impact also this one, which is having children.
Exactly. It's all connected. And this is why with the online fertile lifestyle course, some people dive in and go, whoa, you've covered like all these different things I didn't even think of. And it's like, but they all affect you and therefore they affect your fertility. So this is beautiful that you ladies have all come to the realization that you are more than physical, you're multidimensional, you're powerful, your thoughts matter, your feelings matter, everything matters. You matter. You are here to make a big difference on this planet. And you're owning this now. You're not going to waste your life. You're going to make what you want, and you are choosing to have these children now in the most empowered way.
Yeah.
And there are more and more, the more enlightened and evolved you become, the more it's like bees to honeypots. The more souls are like, I want them as my mom. That's the energy. Like, you know, sometimes through free will, certain women who are caught up in fear mode are not going to be able to bring these children through, which had been predestined, because they're going to be blocking them. So they're wanting to come down and they'll choose the women that are lit up, that are ready to have them.
Mm-hmm. I'm just grateful that we co-created you and us, you as our mentor.
You did.
I'm just like, I've become more and more speechless. Like, I'm just like blown away because we've co-created you. I just like, wow, it's just, I didn't even think this could be part of fertility. My word. This is amazing.
Because you are more than physical. This is the thing. And I truly believe that your children have brought me here.
Yeah.
Which is another proof. Like,
you're
having these children. They're close. You're just creating that alignment.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Okay, they're telling us to stop mucking about and get ready already.
The thing is, your babies want you to have fun. It's the joy is the highest resonance, higher than love. So choose courses that make you feel good. If you're going to choose a course that, like I say, it's based on fear, perhaps, like, or whatever, is there a lack belief tied into that? If so, that's not the path for you right now. Right now, it's all about abundance and bring your baby through. Or if it's like this business course that's going to create more abundance and wealth and stimulate creativity, then dive into that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. So I did touch very, very briefly when talking about the womb and menstrual cycles. Well, I didn't talk about your menstrual cycles. I spoke about ovulation, but it's the same thing. Like when you're wanting to correctly predict ovulation or menstruation, or when your menstrual cycle has a few changes, your menstrual cycle is reflecting a lot of what's going on within you, which is often hormone changes. Sometimes they can be positive hormone changes. So you think, oh, why wasn't it a proper period this month? And sometimes because you're cleansing, you're detoxifying, you've created a big shift in the body. So the body's like, whoa, okay, let's deal with all this stuff. And as we don't know what's going on, let's just focus on these other things and the menstrual cycle will happen later. So it's like a less important thing. But your menstrual cycle does reflect exactly what's going on in your body, which is why it's good to look at your cycle. So I recommend people use moon cups, also called juju cups or rose cups, because you can actually physically see how stringy your menstrual cycle is, how clotty it is, what the color is and how the color changes. So it's, if it's bright red, it's healthy, it's fresh. If it's clotty, then we've got a buildup of toxins and hormones, usually estrogen. Could be a reflection of certain meat that you're eating in your diet, for example. There's a lot that can come into play. If you've got brownie colored blood, then that's saying it's older, it's been oxidized. So it's interesting to see what happens. And I do think that that's the way your body is communicating with you, you know, how stressed you are, or that month, how stressed you were, what's happening hormonally, what's happening with any stagnant blood, which is due to circulation and things. So everything is fixable and your body is still speaking to you. So it's important that you really understand what's going on there.
Do you know what, Fiona? I remember there's another lady I was talking to, and ages ago I bought some of her herbs. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you have a lot of herbs, like there was dongqueed, I mean, and stuff. And when I took these herbs way before, I mean, must have been last year, I noticed my blood went bright red. So do you sell, like, what I might do, you don't, do you believe in herbs?
I do, but I'm not a Chinese medicine practitioner, so I can't distribute herbs to you. But find that lady, if she did well for you.
She just had a little packet. It was called the womb cleanse. It was a proper womb cleanse. And I just think of what you just said now. It did turn my blood very red. It was like, I've never seen it so red before. But so herbs are my...
And herbs don't work for everybody, but they worked for you. So that's a good thing.
That's fine. Maybe because I believed it.
Yeah, you believe it, but also for some people it doesn't work. I mean, you're working with Chinese herbs from China, and if your bloodline, if your DNA coding isn't aligned to herbs from China,
it
can actually have an impact on you.
Okay.
Yes, it's belief, but it's also like, you know, don't expect that just because it worked for a friend, it's going to work for you. Give it a go. And if it's not working, it's okay. It's okay. Your body's working with you anyway. You just don't need that. Mm-hmm. But I think for you and these herbs, brilliant.
Okay.
You've got nothing to lose. Just check though with them, you know, are they safe to have when you're trying for a baby? Because sometimes you need to do these cleanses before trying and then you start trying. So just double check that.
Yeah, no, you can't. I can't. I have to cleanse, get the womb prepared. This is because you can abort with herbs.
Yeah. I was about to say that.
Thank you.
No, that's good. Yeah, you've got to be really mindful and yeah, this is it's big stuff that we're dealing with.
Yeah.
So, good. All right. Well, that concludes today's session. And next week we're going to be talking about we've discussed what the reasons are behind blood clots with menstruation. I just touched on it briefly, but I want to dive deeper into how to read tests. So we're going to be discussing heavy metal tests, semen analysis, progesterone testing, FSH testing, AMH testing, and recommendations for different support. And the thing is, you'll find it quite interesting when we discuss the ranges. So I'm not going to give you any more of a hint, but it's more than just reading the paper. So if you think, oh, look, I don't need to attend that because I already know what my numbers are or whatever, it'd be quite interesting for you to attend to see where you got your test done in the world would give you a different reading for the same test. So we'll talk about that then.